Can you first say your name and what are you running for?
I'm Alexandria Waddell. Everyone calls me Alex, so I'm Alex Waddell, and I'm running for Skagway Assembly.
Thank you. What is your background?
My background. Well, I currently work as a client services director for Liz Smith Law. So I work in estate planning and have somewhat of a legal background, but I also worked in tourism for years in Skagway and hospitality, and before that more legal work. So it's sort of diverse, I would say.
What is your involvement with the community?
I am currently appointed to the vacant assembly seat that was open in April. I put forth a letter of interest and I'm currently sitting there. I'm on several committees, but over the years I've been a volunteer. I was a past Madam President at the Fraternal Order of the Eagles and, you know, tried to involve myself in community events as much as possible.
Why do you want to run to keep your seat?
I enjoy my civic duty to the community. I like giving back. I've always kind of been a volunteer my whole life in different capacities. I'm, you know, passionate about this community. I love Skagway and I want to help it grow into the future.
What are the big issues facing Skagway?
Oh, there are so many. Well, I mean, the port development and the rock slide are still prominent, although we've made amazing progress on those two. The clinic continues to be expensive and contentious on some levels, but I feel like there's a lot of hard work being done to bring that, you know, up to a level that we want it to be at. We've got a lot of hardworking people. We've got an interim director who's doing great. So, and there's big plans for the future with it. Housing is a big problem, which, you know, if you've attended recent assembly meetings, has been a hot topic. But yeah, housing is a big one for sure.
What are you most proud of from your past tenure?
Well, I haven't been there 10 years. but I guess, you know, you were speaking to me today, and it's the day after an assembly meeting, and I actually am pretty proud of the work I did on the amendment for the Garden City Resolution, which is not completed. It's still a working document, but I feel like I strive to combine a lot of really great ideas that were all over the table into one document as best as I could and get the table to more or less agree to work on that one continually, which felt like a big achievement. It's going to committee level where we'll continue to refine it and work on it, but it felt like a big step in progress. So I'm pretty proud of that.
What do you see your role as being as an assembly member?
An interesting question. I feel like all assembly members' roles are servants, public servants, right? And so I see myself as a public servant. I want to be available to people. I want to work hard and give back. I also think I personally, you know, bring a different experience and viewpoint to the table. I have, you know, some legal background. I'm a mother of a young child who's not in school yet. I have just different thoughts and feelings that I feel like enhance the table through their differences.
What do you hope to achieve in the next term?
Oh, so much. I would love to fix the housing problem, but I know it's not an easy fix, but I would love to work more on that. I think there's a lot of great ideas about solutions for housing, and it is not, it's not an easy situation, and there's not one solution or fix. So the mayor recently said that it's complex solutions to complex problems, which I really liked that quote. And I think that is what it will take, but I would like to see some of those being implemented in the next couple of years while I'm there and plan to work on that.
Do you want to brush more on the housing situation and how, what kind of solutions you might be looking at?
Well, immediately what I'm working on is the Garden City, which is, you know, its own can of worms, so to speak, because it has so many different players, so many different histories, very strong and passionate opinions from multiple people. But I do think one thing everybody at the table agrees on is that housing is probably the future for that. And, you know, the RV situation is something that needs to be seen in the meantime. And so the amendment I recently proposed off also said that it would continue as an RV park until we figure that out, because that's another solution that actually needs some work, is the future of where are the RVs going to go. It was packed this summer, and we want those people to come here. They come here, they spend money, they eat at restaurants, they shop at the stores, they go to the grocery store, they go to the theater, they hang out, they go to shows. So, I mean, they're an excellent source of revenue that's not just cruise ship tourism. So I think it's good to expand those. And, you know, that's one great thing about keeping it a little longer until we have that problem solved. Ultimately, the table and committees are looking at different solutions about putting some high density units there, maybe lettering some off. I mean, it's all very much in conversations, and it's going on, but we're working on it. There's also talks about, I don't know, adding incentives to people who own lots to develop them. Or perhaps I've also heard people talking about raising taxes to penalize them and make it not so easy to just sit on lots. I don't know that there's a right or a wrong there, or that I'm in favor of either of those particularly, but I am very open to the conversation being had, hearing the public's opinions, what people want to do, and figuring out solutions together.
Regarding Garden City, how do you see DSDC being integrated into the conversation and ultimately the reallocation of lots?
Well, when I started at the assembly level, I was reaching out to them to try and get an assembly of the whole with STC meeting together. And they contemplated that, but what they decided to do was issue a statement. So they issued some correspondence essentially outlining what they wanted, which I'm going to summarize hopefully accurately, was essentially, you know, I think they wanted one lot, but, you know, they wanted a site for a memorial. And they also wanted perhaps a co-management plan for the South Block, is what their letter said. And so in my recent amendment, I included those things. I put a whereas quoting their language, and then I asked for the manager to initiate contact to just see, you know, what a co-management plan means, because I don't really know what that means, what, like, if they have a vision for it, or if they don't, or if they want to have conversations about it. Honestly, we just kind of need to ask them. But it's hard when you're operating. It's like we're a government and they're a government. So it's like we can't just have two people sitting down having a conversation and doing it. It's like each government body needs to have their own conversations about it. And as you can see from our side of it, there's like a million conversations that need to be had to get to like one sentence of solution, right? And I presume on their side they have their own, you know, difficulties in like, you know, getting people to unite on ideas about things. But what I do want to see is just contact with them, because I feel like I would personally like to see a collaboration between the two governments. If nothing else, I would like a harmonious solution where no one actually leaves feeling pretty raw about it. I know that there's really strong opinions in the community on both sides of it, and I feel like everyone should be considered. I feel like the STC, I want to take everyone's opinions into consideration. It's very difficult to do, but I feel like communication is key. So opening channels of communication is what my hopes are, and then kind of seeing where it goes from there.
What, in general, what do you see as part of the current assembly functioning that you would want to keep the same, or what would you want to change?
I think as far as keeping the same, I see a lot of hardworking people. I mean, we're all volunteers, and I feel like everybody at the table brings a different skill set and a level of work and dedication. And obviously I would like to see that continue, because, you know, there's hardworking, smart people that are working together, and that's great. As far as things changing, I think occasionally during hot topics, sometimes manners can go astray. And so I would like to see people behaving better But I feel like that generally in life. But honestly, I think we do a pretty good job of being respectful to one another most of the time.
How would you promote business?
What a big question. I don't know offhand how to answer that properly. I want to promote and support businesses. I feel like it's too broad to give such a simple answer. Like, are we talking tourism? Are we talking restaurants? Are we talking all of them? There was a lot of talk about sales tax recently, and it's going to the ballot, and I've actually heard feedback from business owners that are expressing concerns about it. And I have reservations about it myself since it was voted on recently and it was voted down. I see the need for revenue and income to the city. So I also see the necessity, and I'm hearing it's very popular around the table. They're saying, we need money. We need money. How are we going to get it? How are we going to fund this? The city likes to have amenities, and we don't really want to lose services that we have. We need to keep paying for them. We need to find a way to do that. So taxes is a solution to that. However, I don't know that it's necessarily always promoting businesses. So I guess I have concerns on that front, but I'm not sure there is like a quick solution to that or a quick answer.
What is your vision for tourism in Skagway?
Well, tourism is the bread and butter here, and I would like to see that continue. I would like to see, I guess, services expanded throughout the city, kind of getting people off Broadway or just further back even. There's been a lot of discussion about congestion, especially around 2nd and Broadway, which anyone who's been there on a Tuesday in the middle of the day knows is a very crowded area. And so I guess I would like to see different ideas for stretching people out. One thing that happened this year is the Smart Bus started going to the cemetery. Oh gosh, it could have been last year that started. But either way, it's a recent development. They did not always go to the cemetery. And I think that's one thing that's actually helping. Like, we previously couldn't get tourists out there unless they walked or paid for a tour. And now they can just take the Smart Bus out there. And so that's one, in my opinion, good thing that it helps spread people out. So that's what I would like to see for tourism, I'd say.
Any ideas for winter tourism?
Oh, well, there was talk at the most recent assembly meeting about cabins, heliskiing. I think developing trails for cross-country skiing is a really fun idea. We have some events, you know, we do the buckwheat, and then there's some ski, the Log Cabin Ski Society has, you know, they groom some trails. And I think, you know, ideas there could be developed to get people to come down. I mean, we've got frozen waterfalls. Maybe we could get some sort of ice climbing adventure. It's a fun idea, at least.
I hear from some people that the Skagway infrastructure was kind of maxed out from having so many visitors this year. How would you address that?
Well, I don't know offhand that information because I haven't heard that. I've heard that it's strained. I don't know if it's maxed out, and I guess I should look into that because that is an interesting thing. We want to make sure that we're able to, you know, flush every toilet in town, so to speak, right? Like when there's 10,000 people in town, we need all of our facilities to work. I feel like there's a lot of hardworking people at Public Works that are, and the city is taking efforts to maintain what we currently have. There's talks about capping tourism, which I am not personally a fan of yet. I feel like we're still recovering from the pandemic, and to open those conversations is to kind of like kick a hornet's nest. People are still trying to pay off their PPP loans, and I feel like, you know, after having business gone for so long, we're finally getting it back. And so, but it's a conversation that, you know, how much is too much is definitely a concern for people. And again, I'm always open to conversations about it. I don't know that I'd be in favor of any cap anytime very soon, but I'm definitely open to hearing about it.
The municipality is running the clinic and there's no doctors. Would you address that and how?
Well, the interim director is currently working on bringing people in. So right now we do have like a pediatrician who comes, who is a doctor, who comes once or twice a year. I'm not totally sure on our calendaring, but he is working. They, the team, the board, the clinic are working on this problem. And they have a lot of meetings. They do a lot of planning, which are all public meetings, which I encourage the public to go to if they take interest in the clinic, because there's a lot of hard work being done and they are trying to come up with solutions for these problems.
How would you want to handle the current transition in the waterfront?
Could you ask that in a different way?
So Skagway just received the ore dock and is renewing it. I guess from conversation, I heard people say, "Oh, it'd be really good to have continuity in the way the waterfront's being managed, and that a new government doesn't just change direction in the middle."
So, I guess, is your question like, well, I mean, we are on a path right now. And I think it's a pretty good one. We've got development plans. The municipality, the assembly, the manager, the port director, and other staff has spent a lot of work working on this plan. And I think it's a good one. We've got wheels in motion currently, and I'm excited for the future of it. We can have potentially the larger ships coming in. We fought to have the extra pilings out there to accommodate that. Now we just kind of have to hope for weather and that, you know, this winter's construction goes well. And if it does, we're going to have like an expanded new dock. And that's very exciting. I think the transition is going to have some growing pains, but I think we've been doing great. All things considered, we've got, you know, wheels in motion and we've got plans in place. As for the future of it, I think we kind of have to keep on keeping on. There's talk about a port authority, and I think that's a really interesting idea for the future. A port authority kind of puts up a firewall of protection. Like, just if there was some sort of, God forbid, disaster or something like that, having a port authority would be a level between the city and the port, separating it almost like a corporation would do, so that, like, you know, city's assets wouldn't be tied to it. And I think that's something that should be considered for the future. It should be looked at more closely. There could be benefits to it. Are we there yet? I don't think we're quite there yet, but we just started. And I do think for the future, that is a great idea and something to look into.
Regarding ore transfers through Skagway, how do you see that developing?
Well, we are, you know, in discussions with the Yukon government, I believe, and there's been resolutions put forward about containerization, which I'm a big fan of. One came to the table recently, and it was not passed because I feel like there was not enough information around it to make the table comfortable enough to do it at this stage. But I feel like generally it is something favorable because we work in cold weather climates, and it's some technology that we're not that familiar with. We being me, I'm going to speak for myself on this. Like, I don't really know how that works. And so I want to know more about it before I make a decision on it, which is why I think it didn't go forward earlier. But I don't think it's because we don't actually want it. I think we do want it. We just want to make sure that we're not, you know, accidentally chopping off our noses, right? To spite our face. Is that an expression? Something like that. But we just don't want to accidentally, you know, having broad legislation can have unknown consequences, and we don't want that. And so I'm in favor of just kind of doing things slowly, but I am ultimately a fan of containerization. I think it's more environmentally friendly, and I would like to see that as it sounds like what the assembly voted on when they brought it up was to have take out the old infrastructure, which was outdated and polluting, and put in a new, modernized, safer system. And so I think everyone is probably in favor of that, and I certainly am.
What global trends do you see affecting Skagway now or in the future?
Well, climate change comes to mind. Every summer watch, you know, streams of water come down from the glaciers on the mountains. I see the glaciers shrinking. I've only been here 7 years, but some glaciers that I used to see when I drove home to Dyea that were hanging over the edges of the mountain aren't there anymore. I mean, they might still be there behind it, but they've gotten smaller since I've seen it. So I do think global warming is affecting us all, and I am all for, you know, different solutions. There's not, again, like housing, there's not a quick solution to it, but lots of little solutions at community level. Having the composter, excellent start. Composting is like one of the ways that remove carbon from the atmosphere. And so Skagway promoting that is excellent. Hydroelectricity, another good one, right? Trying to get away from fossil fuels. There's talks about maybe one day plugging in the ships so that they can turn off their engines when they're at port, which would be good for our air and water, especially because a lot of the ships use scrubbers that instead of polluting the air, just pollute the water. And, you know, these are all things that contribute to global warming. And so I'd like to see more solutions going forward. I think Skagway is pretty proactive in trying to get these solutions in place. And I'd like to see that continue.
Where do you see Skagway in 50 years?
So, 50, huh? God, where am I? Am I going to be? I don't know if I'll still be here in 50 years. Well, I'd like to see diversification in the economy. 50 years is a long time, and we don't know what the future holds. We don't know what trends are going to be. We don't know what global warming is going to do. We don't know what the world's going to do. And so when it came to the conversation about having an ore loader, I liked it because it is one of the things that is a year-round revenue source, even if it's a small one, that is not related to cruise ships. I'd like to see Skagway continue to be the gem of the cruise lines. You know, I feel like a lot of people, they get on cruises and they love coming to Skagway because we've got so many things to do. Our city's like right here. You don't have to walk far. And, you know, we've got this national park and all these fun adventure things to do. And like, we've really made it very accommodating and open. We were recently voted like the friendliest town in America by Travel magazine or something like that a couple years ago. I remember Dyea Dave was on the cover with his little Matt. And so I'd like to see that continue. I'd like to see Skagway to continue to be the friendliest town in America. I'd like to continue to serve tourism and have people be happy to be here. But I also want to make sure people can afford to live here. I want to make sure that we're doing things as environmentally friendly as possible. I want to make sure that our future generations are taking mind to, you know, not pollute our lands or clean them up, rather, and do things that will be better for our planet overall.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thank you so much for your time today.
Alex Waddell, thank you.